Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, and hello again. Welcome to Let's Talk with Minister Sheila Kaiser and myself. This is Cecilia. I thank each and every one of you for all of your prayers and all of your support. I thank God for the awesome ministry of dance that I saw, for London and Carly and Madison and Ashlyn on yesterday. That really, really blessed us that we got to see them to raise the praise the 11th year. So I thank God for people that are young that set their time aside to praise God. And so we're going to start off with prayer and whatever God has given Minister Sheila to share with us on today. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. And God, our Father. Thank you, God. God, our Father and your Son. Christ, Lord Jesus. Our Father, God, and the Son, Jesus. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I cannot never thank you enough. When you wake up in the morning, when you first feel the move of life, of knowing of life, you need to thank God and the Son. Because so many people have not woken this morning, was not able to move this morning. Might have woke up, but could not move, could not talk, could not see, could not walk. We thank God for each and every movement that you have with your in your body and in your mind in your life. God, I thank you for all each and every day that you give us life. I'm not gonna only thank you for me, Lord, I'm gonna thank you for each and every person on this earth. But yes, some might could have thanked you, but they didn't. Some might wanna have thanked you, but they didn't. But Lord, I thank you for each and every man, woman, boy, child, each every human being that you have given another birthday to. Each day that I wake up, I call it another birthday. It's another new day in this year, a new life. I thank you for waking us up, and I ask you to, Lord, please bless us all with the angel to help us to learn how to thank you, how to pray, how to praise your name, how to just worship the name of God and the Son, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. We need help. We need more teaching. We need the words to come within us, to come out of us in the right way to the right person, or just to ourselves. Lord, we need you each and every day that you bless us, each and every second that you give to us. We might have seen some last night, but they did not see them today. We're not promised every day. We're not promised this second, the next second, or the second after that. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking us up. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Lord, I thank you for her, for blood sister, spiritual sister, but just for a sister of life, of love, and joy. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, the man of love and godliness that will forever see for you and be for you. Thank you for Pastor Troy, another young man that has led his life through you, through his children, and to love and to know of you. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for all the pastors, the prophets, the apostles, the bishops, the ministry, the elders, the deacons. Lord, I thank you for each and every honoring man and woman that worship and praise your name. Lord, I thank you for my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I thank you for each and every person in this world that I know and don't know. But I ask you, Lord, to teach us all and to let us know no matter what we're going through, Lord, you can fix it. You can show us how to deal with it, what to do, how to do it, and to know that you will keep us in all our troubles. You will keep us through all our troubles. No matter what we're going through, we need to understand, no matter what, how hard you think it is, our Father God has us. Some people think it's always just won't happen, or it won't happen. But it's here. I'm here to let you know God can fix and can heal everything, no matter what you're going through. Just understand it could be so much worse. Some people can't see, have, or do what you can do. So never doubt yourself. Never doubt a disgrace that God cannot. Whatever your health is, whatever your financial problem is, no matter what the matter is, pray it and give it to God. Give it up to God. Ask God to show you how to deal, how to fix it, how to put it in the order, in the godly order. Lord, we need you more today than yesterday. Lord, we need you more and more each and every second that the days go past. Lord, I ask you to thank you. I ask you and I thank you. I ask you and I thank you for saving and rescuing and letting me live enough and learn enough to love you. Lord, I ask you to bless this government, each and every person in these households that has the way of making rules before the people, but that yet they want to make rules and ways for them. They want the people to live through them, their way, not the way that is needed and necessary and best for each and every one of us. They're trying to change it to make it for them. Lord, they need to know they are there to serve the people, not the people through them. Lord, we need your help. We need you and ask you to bless each and every human being on this world, to remove all the devilishment, all these demons, all these hatred, groups of people, the people that no matter what it is, they want you to do things their way. So we need you to bless these ones that call themselves a gang. Let them know the best gang it is. It's a God's gang. It's to have the whole, to worship and to treasure and to love one another, not to have hurt and hatred among one another. Lord, we need your help. We need you, and I ask you to bless each and every person on earth, the ones I know and I don't know, my neighbors, the ones I walk past, I might drive past, but just, Lord, I need you. I'm asking you for each and every one, Lord. Can you bless us to let us know that you are the one, the only one? You are the head, you're not the tail. To let us know the life with you is better. You might hurt right now, but know God has you. You might not know it right now, but believe God has you. You have to give it to God. You have to raise it up and put it in God's hand. You have to ask God for your directions. You need God and his guardian angel to lead you in the right way. We all have to understand we are under a test, because you might want it today and it's not here today. wasn't here yesterday. It wasn't here the day before. But you have to understand, God is always on time. It's a test. You must not let the devil convince you that if you serve him, you'll have it better. You'll have this, you'll have that. Working through the devil is a damnation. The outcome is not a good one. Excuse me, you might not have it today, but God will have it for you in time. You have to have faith and to believe. You're going to always get what you want, because just because you want it don't mean it's right for you. Just because Jim or Sue or Sally or James might have this and you want it, it don't mean it's for you. What they have might not be good enough for you. Just wait and put your hands in your life into God and to ask him to direct you the right way. No matter what it is, God has you, will always have you, but you have to have the faith and to know you have knowledge and the mercy in the life. For the penthouse with the Father and the Son in heaven, Lord, I ask you to bless us all and to let us know that our best house is the penthouse, not the cellar, not the dungeon. We want to go to the house of gold. We want to go where the heavens and the gates open is the most beautiful it is, that it is, and it will be forever. We don't need to go to that hot pit dungeon. So, people, I pray and I pray to let you know God is our answer and our only answer and will always be the answer. No matter what you're going through, God has your heart. God has your heart. Let God have your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, from your tip, top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Let him give your life to God. No matter what, he's always on time. You can't be in that anxious phase. I want it now, now, now. God is on time. You give it up to him. He give it to you on time. I don't care if it's been a month or a week. God has you. You just have to keep your faith, the love, and to keep your heart in God's house. Keep your heart in God's hands. God is the way. No matter what it is, you keep it in God's hand, in His Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and to let you know God can heal and solve everything. He's always on time. He will give you what you need. Right now, I always get what you want. But believe me, he knows what you really need. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to your hands, possibly. You like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. A songwriter wrote a song, and it says, "Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never." And if you haven't heard it, the melody is, "Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never." Now, that's a good thing, to not forget the things that God has done for us, that God's Holy Spirit has done for us, that God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, what he's done for us. And sometimes we need to bring that to the other side. We need to not forget the things that God blessed us to have parents, the things that, what are the good things that the parents have done for us? What are the good things that your mom and your dad have done for you? Sometimes we are quick to remember the bad things. But on the other hand, I want to share a couple of scriptures with you, and then I'm going to come back and talk about a few things. Ephesians 6 and 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Proverbs 13 and 24. He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's powerful. Exodus 20 and 12. And your mother and your days may be prolonged. Let's do that one again. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Bible says to honor your father and your mother. It didn't say if you're happy with them or if they gave you what you wanted, when you wanted, how you wanted, but it says honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. 10:34 and 10:39. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. He who has lost his life for my sake will find it. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, this is talking about obey again. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. A promise. If you honor your father and your mother, God promises that you will have long life. Luke 17 and 3. Be on guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Well, some of us may look at this and say, but the scripture said if your brother offends you, the person that offended me or the person that sinned against me, the person that did this or that was not my brother per se. It was my mother. It was my father. It was my grandma. It was my granddaddy. It was my auntie. It was my uncle. Whoever. But God tells us to forgive. There's nothing wrong with telling someone that they did you wrong or said or treated you wrong. There's nothing wrong with telling people that. And you can tell them in love and you can let them know, you know, how things offended you and how it bothered you. But you still have to come back and forgive them. some of us have yet to forgive our mother or our father. Some of us have yet to even tell them what they did that offended us. Some sons and daughters on today have daddy issues and mama issues. Some of them just have parent issues because their dad or mom may have been so busy trying to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend or do whatever they were trying to do, a workaholic, whatever it was, that they put those things, and some people even put their ministries before their children and their spouses, et cetera. And so sometimes people grow up with a jealousy or a type of envy or hate for the church or ministry, for their moms and for their dads, and then they don't know how to be in relationships. A matter of fact, some of them try to treat their significant other the way that they saw their parents treat one another. And sometimes it wasn't a good example. Some people try to treat God the way they saw their father or their mother treat one another. Some people don't know how to love God because their dads never properly loved them. Some people don't know how to love God because their mom didn't properly love them. Some people don't know how to love God because they never had a parent that they knew and that they loved and that they spent time with. It's important to know that when it says train up a child in the way he should go, you have to spend time with people in order to train them. Whether the training was on a video or whether the training was in person or how the training was through a book, somebody still had to put something together in order for the training to take place. So what are we teaching our children? You know, some daughters have anger issues because they're mad at their mom or their dad and they take it out on their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, and vice versa. Some men have the same thing. Some men and women have been so angry with their parents and they've never addressed it, never put it on the altar to God and say, God, I can't handle this. I need your help. So that they could actually tell the person how they feel. Yeah, somebody might say, oh, well, I told them. No. Did you do it in love? Because when the Word of God talks about how men are going to be basically battling with their fathers and daughters with their mothers and daughters-in-laws with their mother-in-laws, I mean, that stuff is real. And it talks about some men, their enemies are going to be the very members that's in their household. So don't be surprised when this word manifests. Don't be surprised, mothers, when the daughter-in-law has a problem with you. Mothers, don't be surprised when the son-in-law has a problem with you. Fathers, don't be surprised when the daughter-in-law or the son-in-law have a problem with you. Mothers, don't be surprised when your own daughter or your own son has a problem with you. Fathers, same thing. Don't be surprised, but go to God in His Word to see if during that train-up season in their lives you missed something. Some of us like to think that we were the best parents ever. Well, there is no book that's truly a book that'll teach you how to be a parent to every child, because every child is different. There's plenty of scholarly books out there, but some people have tried to do everything in the book and it hasn't worked. So when we as sons and daughters have problems with our parents, our mother-in-laws, our father-in-laws, we need to go to God and find a way to either talk to them about the problem that we have with them, or we need to talk to God so that He could tell us, oh, no, it's not them, it's you. You're spoiled. you're disrespectful, and you're out of order. And the word does tell us not to provoke our children to anger, but to bring them up with discipline and instructions, and some of us have done that, but still, it didn't guarantee that your children would do everything that you taught them to do, me included. There's things my parents taught me to do and not to do, and I still went on and did things my way. And I learned lessons the hard way because of that lack of discipline. Now, some people, oh, no, you were a good kid. No, what is good to mankind may not be good to God or good enough for God. So when you train up a child in the way that he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. That blessed me because there's plenty of things that my parents taught me that, like I say, I meant straight away, but I came back to the teachings of the Bible. I came back to their teachings of right and wrong. And there are so many people that if they will really be honest with themselves, their parents not only raised them, but the community helped raise them, those neighbors, those Miss Franklins and Miss Wilson and Mrs. Jones and, you know, those Mr. Stevensons, you know, those various people raise our children. And so we have to be careful who we allow around our children because they may have a positive or negative impact on our children. And then you will see that child growing up sometimes having trust issues, having jealousy and envy issues, having issues with insecurity, because we have to tell our children the truth. The world does not revolve around them to give them any and everything that they want. Yes, the Word of God tells us we have not because we ask not. And we know that the Lord wants to make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He's already done that. And because of our sonship and being heirs to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we worship him and give him all the praise because he's worthy of it. Well, the Word of God tells us to give honor to whom honor is due and tells us about exhorting people and encouraging people and giving double honor and things of that sort. But some of us forget that the Word of God says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Honoring your parents is not a me thing. It's a God thing. The Bible says to do it. It's not about, oh, well, they did this to me. Well, they did that to me, or they didn't do this. They weren't there for me. Fathers, it's important to treat your daughters like princesses and queens and yet still discipline them and tell them the truth. Because some of these daddy issues that they're having is because of your absenteeism. Some of these daddy issues that they're having is because of the abuse that they went through by your hands. Some of them are having daddy issues because of how you ignored them and you didn't have time for them. Some of them are having daddy issues because you never told them how beautiful they were. You never hugged them. You never showed them the love that they should expect because of who God is. Because you could love them as a father the way the Father in heaven loves us. And so as we deal with the daddy issues and the mother issues for the mother that may have been overbearing or not there, absent, just workaholic, whatever it was, whatever it is, that one that, when was the last time you told your son how handsome he was? Mom, Dad, when was it? When was the last time you told your daughter how beautiful she is? And some people might say, well, by American standards or worldly standards, she or he is not good looking. But God said that we were wonderfully made. He made us. So sometimes we're so busy looking on the outside so we can't see the inside. And sometimes the inside is so beautiful, so kind. Sometimes it's so much wisdom all on the inside of our children. There's so much creativity and innovation until we think, oh, this or that. Well, in some cultures, being pleasantly plump is beautiful, and being skinny isn't. Other races and other countries, being skinny is the way to be, and if you're pleasantly plump, you're not. Other places, it's you got to be right there in the middle. If you try to get along and go along and walk along with the standards of mankind, know that they waver here and there. They change. They're not always the same. You can't always keep up with them because, like I said, this culture may say this, another culture may say that. I mean, it's, oh, things like good hair, bad hair. Oh, seriously? Be blessed that you got hair because some of us would love to have a head full of hair. And some of us get a head full of hair by weaving it and wigging it, but it's still ours. Some of us take for granted the teeth that we have, the nose that we have, the ears that we have, the hands, the feet, the body that we have. My. Let's stop taking the things of God for granted, and let's stop taking the fact that He blessed us to be a parent for granted, and that He blessed us to have a parent in our lives, whether it's that aunt, that uncle, that grandparent that's raising you, or you're adopted, whatever it is, be grateful that God loves you so much that He gave you someone. If someone was absent, put them in your life to mentor you, to be that stepmother, that stepfather. Let's thank God for what He has done. Let's thank Him. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the praise. Wow, it would be ideal if the whole time a woman was pregnant by her husband, say if every woman had a husband instead of baby daddies. Say if we had a significant other that was there for us, that was so supportive of us until our children not only felt love, they saw honor and they were honored. They saw respect and they were respected. They saw love and they gave love. They knew what real agape love was, even phileo love. They knew what it was and what it is because it was demonstrated. And if it wasn't demonstrated, let's help them to get to know God so that God can perfect them and make them and mold them and remake and fix those marred places in our lives that will cause us to have parenting issues or mama issues or daddy issues. Because you know what? The greatest parent any of us can have is our Heavenly Father. He loves us. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. And you know what? He's kept His word. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. Not saying that we didn't forget that we weren't supposed to forget about Him. Too busy with work, too busy with friends, too busy watching television, too busy watching movies, too busy going here and there, too busy on Facebook, too busy on the telephone, too busy on Instagram, too busy, 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 busy. My God, when the air that you breathe while you're so busy is the air that God gave you. God breathed life into mankind, humankind. There's no woman, boy, or girl that is able to breathe that can say that they created the air that they breathe or their ability to breathe on their own. No son, no daughter, no father, no mother. No aunt, uncle, grandma, whoever. No, it all came from the Lord, and it comes from the Lord. Let's remember, forgiveness is more for us than for that person that you think you're holding them in prison. No, you're in prison because God said He can't forgive you if you don't forgive. How many want to be left behind for the lack of forgiveness? Pray that we're not left behind for the lack of forgiveness. Fathers, let's help our daughters and sons that are going through daddy issues. Let's go back. It's okay to go back. Maybe the first 30, 40, 50 years, you may have missed it, but if you just have a week left, a century left, a whole nother 70 years, whatever you have left, let's make sure that we're doing it right and we're being right with our children. If they tell us that we hurt them, don't just deflect it or blow it off. Find out how. And if it was because you were disciplining them, explain to them why the discipline was necessary. Because the word tells us, discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death. Proverbs 19 and 18. The word of God tells us that if we love our children, we will discipline them. The word of God tells us that it is okay, Proverbs 29 and 17, correct your son, and he will give you comfort. He will also delight your soul. See, we want our children to be a delight to us, but we also want them to be a delight to God. We want them to be able to have a loving, intimate relationship with God. And we don't want to be the reason that they can't, because they're so busy being misled and bamboozled by the very people that are responsible for training them up in the way that they should go, so that when they're older, they won't depart from it. And I don't mean training them up in these things that's going to cause them to have a natural, spiritual, or biological death. But I'm talking about those things that are going to cause them to have life. And that more abundantly. Why? Because we know that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But we know that God has come. Jesus has come that we may have life, and that more abundantly, abundant life. Abundance in love. And peace that surpasses all understanding. Love that's unspeakable. You can't even describe the agape love that God is teaching us. Let's seek God and seek him early. That's, remember, even the foundational scripture for Smile 3 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are some of those alls? We talked about them many, many times in the past. The peace of God, the love of God, the understanding of God, the wisdom of God, the many blessings of God. Wisdom is a principal thing. The beginning of knowledge and wisdom is fearing the Lord. Fearing him in a way that we know without a doubt. He is our creator. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Adonai. He is God, Elohim. I say thank you to Prophet Anton for everything he's done and is doing. I thank God for everything that Troy is doing. I thank God for everything that Dr. Wright is doing. I thank God for everything that Elder Kathy Kendall did in ministry. I thank God for what even the late Apostle Sandra Thomas did in ministry. I thank God for the parents that he gave me. Oh, I thank God for the sisters that he's given me, not only those that are biological, but those that are spiritual. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for everything. Because, see, Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia are consistent in their ministry and with Smile3E and Blog Talk and the things that they're doing for God. So I am grateful for that. People don't have to be united in ministry with us. People don't have to love us, whether they're your sister, your brother, your parents. People don't have to, meaning they don't have to because of what they want to do, but they have to because of what the Word of God says. So sometimes our have to is not connected to what we want or what we don't want, but it's connected to the Word of God. It's connected to the love of God. It's connected to the ministry of God. It's connected to your God-given destiny and purpose from God, obeying God, loving one another, forgiving one another, letting go of these daddy and these mama issues and these sisters and these brother issues and these cousin issues and these aunts and uncle issues and these grandparents issues. But let's get issues with God, meaning positive issues that I'm going to obey you, God. I'm going to do everything that you've purposed for me to do and every destiny that you've given me. And God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to walk in the forgiveness of God because you've forgiven me. God, I'm not judging my forgiveness based on how I feel. I'm not judging how I love people based on how I feel because, God, I'm asking you to give me a heart to love, a heart to forgive, and then to do it. Not just talk about it, but to do it, to live out love. Our issues can be positive, or our issues can be negative. You choose the type of issues that you have. You choose the type of concerns that you have. So I pray on today that our issues with our parents and our sisters and our brothers and our aunts and our uncles and this person and that person will be God-directed, God-ordained, and blessed by God. In Jesus' name. That's all I have. Turn it over to you, Minister Sheila, for praying us out and for announcements.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for them beautiful words of encouragement and knowledge and to let us know through all that we go through that we need to love each other through our bloodline and through our line of God and the Son to let us know no matter what it is, as they say, God got us covered. God has your surroundings. I want to be along with God and to let him know I am your daughter. Have your way. And to help me understand your way, how to live your way. We can all learn each and every day. I can say there's never a day go past that we can't learn some more. You can always learn some more. It's never where you is too smart, you don't need to learn. You can always learn some more. I want to thank each and every one of you, however you chose or however it was that you got to hear the words today, to be encouraged and to learn and to understand God is our Heavenly Father. God is our Father that chose to give us life. God is the Father that don't matter no more about the parents, the father, the mother that he birthed us through. Just thank God for life that you have. and to help him to help you to understand and to learn more with your parents through the knowledge in the book of God. I thank you for listening to this program. We are here each and every Sunday morning with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and let's talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and to also join us on each and every Monday night with Iron Sharpen Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon, and along with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser on every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tune in. We will inform you on Monday nights of about the service that the late Elder Kathy Kendall was providing us with on Friday night with God Still, Let's Talk, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we ask you to never forget, God is the head of your life. No matter what you're going through, God can help you through it. Just remember, God is our head, and we should be able to forever know that he knows what's best for us better than what we know. I thank you, and I thank you, and you have a safe, blessed, and wonderful weekend. Thank you.